Hello, welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu, Season 4, Ballistic Critters. Again, we are down on player. Cap has found out the reason his PC is not working, and it's due to the fact his power supply broke. So we're all fingers crossed that it hasn't fried the rest of his computer, and he can join us back in on the next session. And with that, Two can tell us what happened in the last game.
Okay. Let me go over my notes here. So, it seems last session we went to a farm where there was a pig and lots of that was running a farm. He said he was the head pig. He was running the farm itself. Very questionable, but seemed very nice. Gave off quite the nice energy. He did have livestock grazing in the fields, and he said those are the meat supply themselves, and invited us in for some food. We snooped around quite a bit. Two people went upstairs, snooped around. Two people down, stayed down there. Down at the bottom stairs, we found a syringe full of green liquid. Didn't think anything of it. He came back, we ate our food, and then we all went unconscious. He had drugged us. Turned out he was not a nice hog. And then in the last one, in the next episode, that's where the first episode ended, the second episode of last session, we got captured. We were in a pen. That was about, and each little cage we were in was about to be one by one smushed by a anvil, I think, anvil plate.
Hydraulic press.
Boom. Thank you. One by one. And we, one by one, got out, fought his baby pigs, and rescued a goat alongside us. Petey the goat. His name was Petey. I think Petey?
Yep.
Petey the goat.
And
his voice will certainly not annoy anyone at all, ever.
No, absolutely not. No, not one bit. And that is where we are currently. We are still in the... We all escaped, though. We all got out of our cages, saved from certain doom of being hydraulically pressed. And that's where we are now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be in one of those ASMR videos. What an nervous game.
Yep, so you're in the room. Your stuff is in a box, literally just on the other side. I think most of you probably picked out what you owned before. Goes without saying, I guess you will equip back what you had on before, so you've all got your DR back, you've all got your weapons back and whatnot. Same as Cap's character, obviously, him not being here, his character will automatically just equip everything. You'll also find a certain rubberized member and a flat cap, if I remember correctly, from what Manny Mignol used to have on him. I can't quite remember.
Oh, yeah.
And a few of his bits and pieces.
I think he had a straw hat or something.
Yeah, I think
it was more Manny.
I can't remember now. You'll also find a few bits of food, a couple of Roach and Go, and Donkey Nuts, Tennessee, a couple of the... big old bags of chips and whatnot. You know, just bits and pieces from critters previously brought in here, and as to what their fate was, you are unaware as of the moment. Is there anything you want to do whilst you're still in this room?
I would quite like to stock up on some of those foodstuffs. I have about 6 SP free, so whatever will fill that is there.
Whatever will fill a 6 SP. Well, we have a whole bunch of different pieces. You can buy, you can have a big old bag of chips. It's an SP of 5. It's a D10 of health and grit.
I did say there's one of those
in there.
So that's D10 health?
And grit. But it's noisy. So if you use it in combat, everything will hit you next turn. There's some poppers, pop rock things in there. I did say there was
poppers in there. For Manny.
Poppers for Manny, yeah, if you want. Yeah, it's just a couple of bits of junk. I mean, if anyone wants to look through it, I'm sure we can work something out.
Can I get Petey a gun?
No, you're not giving Petey a gun.
An actual gun, like a Glock. Yeah. It's an actual Glock, which I will take the points if you want.
Is that a brand?
It is.
They do horse insemination and firearms.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
Yeah, no, she's right.
Yeah.
They do horse insemination and firearms.
So they shoot their shot in more ways than one.
Yeah, they shoot loads. We should have made Pete a horse, actually. Horrifying implications.
I'm just trying to get over the fact that a gun manufacturer also does... never mind. Anyway, so you get some food out there and whatnot. Anyone else want to get anything out of the box of mysteries?
Yeah, I'll give the box of mysteries a go.
What kind of thing are you looking for?
I'm going to go for like a health item. I can do some food.
Yeah, I'll say there's another big old bag of chips in there.
Cool.
SP 5, 10 and 10.
I can't remember what my health was on after the fight last time.
Just assume you can eat from that until it's full, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, sure. But then you won't get anything else in your inventory. We'll just say you got full.
Yeah, no. I mean, my inventory is full anyway, so...
Cool. Took, are you wanting anything out of there?
I want to see if they have a cattle prod.
A cattle prod? Oh, we haven't had one of those in the game before.
It's a livestock farm. I just assume there might be a cattle prod in there.
And you know what? Yeah, you wouldn't be wrong on thinking that. What kind of role
should we make? It's a stuff finding, so it would be noggin.
Yeah,
still.
It would be a noggin. Yeah, it would be a noggin. Cool. All right, let's say it's a 5 and you'll find something.
That's a 10 plus 1. That's 11.
Jeez, please. Yes, okay. You do indeed find yourself a cattle prod.
I immediately go to work attaching my theater light to the end of the cattle prod. Make myself like a theater light / cattle prod. Instead of a cattle prod shocking on the end, it's a theater light that explodes.
So you attach...
I almost thought you were going to use it like a gun slice. So you light up where you were prodding.
Alright, I'll say that gives you an extra d4 on damage. What's the stun at the moment? Is it a d4 as well?
Yes.
Make it a d5.
You can sense Matt's fear of the stun log.
Yep. what a shame that the boss of this area is going to be immune to stun.
So if it's a d10, you said it's an extra d4, so like you just add, like I do a d4 and a d10?
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, cat prod alone, what would that be in terms of SP?
They're pretty long, but they're not heavy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, 3.
It adds 3?
What's it at the moment?
3.
Yeah, you know what, because this thing's going to be like the only cattle prods I've seen are like long, thin, well, I haven't really seen them in person, like poles with obviously the zapper on the end of it. So if you're adding a theater light to the end of that, it's going to make it quite unwieldy and bulky. I'm going to say that, yeah, it would add a +3.
Okay. Perfect. 6 SP in total.
See? Now, yeah, go on.
Well, I was... No, never mind. You've already given too much. Never mind. Well, it got a D8 in damage, so I wondered if because now I've got it on a long range, kind of like when you put a longer barrel on a gun, it makes it more accurate. I already had a D8 ranged theater light. Like, for the theater light did D8 range, would it be more accurate with the...
No.
It's up to you. I just said that's why I stopped myself. Yeah. Did I not? No, I not?
No, it's a fair enough assessment, but I'm going to say no, purely because it's a very kind of thin pole. It's not like it's a proper stock or anything, maybe.
Yeah, I imagine this thing's kind of drooping. It's very heavy at one end.
You are.
If your mind went there, that's your fault.
Doesn't everyone's mind go there in this podcast?
It wasn't very roused, I'll tell you that. Didn't like the theater light too much.
Thorpage. So, yep, you're in this big old room. The conveyor belt's still slowly moving. There's no more cages on it, but the press still goes up and still goes down every so often. And all the cages seem to just kind of dump themselves into a large skip with a bunch of foul-smelling ooze kind of dripping out of it. It's quiet for now. And the only real way in and out seems to be there's a door on the other side of the room. Or you can follow the conveyor belt, which is next to the door, which goes the other way.
So which door is the right door?
I have just the way to figure this one out. We do eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by the toe.
Well, I have a slightly different idea.
Okay, let's go with your idea.
Which direction they took Flower in?
Potentially, yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, roll me a...
I don't think PD has a sheet.
He doesn't, does he? You roll me on your one, then. I'm just gonna say a noggin roll. Roll the five.
Oh no. Flores ain't too smart. That's a three.
Yeah, no. PD doesn't really know much about that, but... I mean, there's only one. There's one door next to the conveyor belt. There's a... The conveyor belt goes one of two ways, either into a pit of like crushed up monkey cages or through like the kind of like weird flappy what's the term for it? Like the weird strips
plastic
of
plastic curtain.
Yeah, the plastic curtainy shit.
Okay, here we go. Now I got a plan, kids. It's enough. I think instead of going through the door, that's where they're gonna expect us to come out. I think we should go through the flappy bits.
Now whose mind's in the gutter?
Not those flappy bits. I mean, those flappy bits over there. The slightly... No, wait.
Were you going to say, like, moist or some shit? Carmen, come on.
If you were to take the words out of my mouth, there's orange, yeah. I mean, heads and gutters, but whatever.
Right.
I mean, they're talking about, like, plastic sheets, yeah? I mean... They're not very wet.
Right, before this gets us some extra kind of demonetized, I would second the curtain idea.
Carry on. I'll tell you whenever you need to roll.
Talking to you.
Cool.
Richard,
so yeah, I don't know how to go through the, through them.
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear you, Klaus, over Gertrude. What did you say?
Would you be amicable to... go through the curtain area instead of the wall.
I am amicable to do whatever y'all do. I don't really plan on exploring this place by myself. Right. So wherever you decide, I shall go.
Right, I guess right in through the curtain then.
Alright. So as you go through the curtain, it's funny how you say that that's the point where they weren't expected to go when... Really, that's kind of the place that they had expected to go because, you know, the cages should be on the curtain and whatnot. So the fact that you haven't gone through the curtain, you've probably gone through the door instead, never mind. But yeah, no one's actually looking and you've come out in this little spot up in the corner. And what you see is the remnants of a weird milking parlour. It's been adapted, there's only one cup per thing. And critters have been kind of sedated somewhat, and there's two sheep in there at the moment, and each of these cups is placed over one of their mutational blisters. And you can see that these things are sucking the juices out of them. The sheep, as the blisters seem to diminish in size and quantity, just generally start to look more dumber and dumber until they're just basically normal sheep.
Wait, can I just stop you right there? So... Oh, let me just get this straight here. These animals, they're sedated, and the mutated blisters, as you said, they're sucking the crap out of them.
Yeah.
Or sucking. So you're telling me that milking the pus.
Yeah.
Fucking ew, man.
You do realise that the entire time your characters are covered in pustules as well, right? Blisters.
Oh, that's what that is. Oh.
Yes. Oh. That's why this game is called Blister Critters.
Yes, I am. For clarity, I was fucking with you. I was actually being in character, but...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah. You're watching this go down.
That's also a canonical thing. Gertrude has no fucking clue that she has... blisters on, that she actually has blisters on her body at all. I was very confused why everybody else has blisters and she doesn't, but she has powers.
A completely normal this entire time. She's just like that.
Okay, so we're kind of hiding in the corner here. We've got some enemies in the room near the we'll call it a milking parlor. that's what we call it. So who's up for a sneak attack? Any
that
volunteers?
Sounds like a wonderful idea. Two things. Firstly, it does not appear our skunk-based friend is in here at all.
I'm sure he will pop up.
So we should look further once this is done. And secondly, Richard, bird boy, you are a more clever fellow. You see that giant vat of yellow stuff. That would be the blister juice, I'd assume. If we all are intelligent because of the blister stuff, what do you reckon would happen if something was, or someone was dunked in that?
The bird is thinking.
The bird is processing.
Bird is thinking some more.
I'm processing.
Yeah, he's got a little loading symbol over his head. Leave him alone.
I mean, if they were to be dunked in that, they would produce more blisters, wouldn't they? They would become more powerful, correct?
Yes, and those sheep over there, they're becoming stupider than the sheep we saw even at the cowboy area. Would dipping them in the evil pus juice actually cure them of this?
Huh.
It just turned them into something fucked up.
I thought I recognized those sheep.
Yes, they've got the little cowboy hats on.
Now, Matt, would we know that becoming more blisterfied, you know, because you reach a point when, I think it's level 10, level 9 or 10, when you almost become, you become a monster almost.
Yeah.
You become too powerful. So we all know about this. So would we know that... I think they're creating monsters by making them very powerful with blisters and everything like that. They're creating monsters, possibly even an army.
From what you'll know automatically, yes, you'll know that after a certain time, most critters become monsters. Their mutations get too much and they seem to lose whatever free will or kind of general self that they what you would have generated over the however long the critters are supposed to live for, they would lose that and just become kind of mindless monsters. Seeing them drained, your characters would never have seen this before. This is new to you. However, as for what would happen to if you dunked yourself in this,
I wonder. And you don't have to answer this because it's probably not going to come up. In the Blister Critter Society, if your blisters grow over time and you get fucked up and you turn into a monster, assuming, you know, these guys are obviously doing it for evil intent, would something like this be a way to, like, prevent that? To stop someone from becoming, like, a monster, to let them stay sentient? Or would it, like, fuck up and steal their memories and shit?
I'd imagine that, yes, you would have probably known a few characters... maybe in the borough before that have gotten to a point and maybe decided to pop a few, but would have seemed relatively normal. I'd say it's different if they're voluntarily popped compared to if they're being unwillingly drained, so to speak. It's an unknown for you guys as to what would happen in this circumstance. You can see them looking dumber, and Toog and your character smart enough, I imagine, it would be able to put two and two together and see that the cows outside were once more like yourselves. As for what would happen if you fell in it or jumped in, you don't know. However, Toogan, I want you to roll me a... It'd be a noggin roll. It'd be a 5.
Alright. That's a 5.
You feel like you've seen this liquid somewhere recently, but you can't quite remember where. But other than that, I think that's all I'm going to give you for now. So it's up to you guys what you want to do in this here thing. I mean, the vat does seem to be somewhat open as the kind of ooze pours into it from the top. You don't know whether it's filtered. You don't know whether it's safe.
Probably best to leave it be for now, then.
Was the syringe that I found in the drawer, was that with my stuff, or was it like confiscated with stuff? Because we have our stuff back, but...
Oh, that was still with your stuff. And yeah, that's kind of what I was hinting at. I didn't want to just give it to you straight away, but yeah, you remembered it. So yeah, you'll get the feeling, you'll get the idea that that looks slightly similar to what's in the jar.
Gertrude, you mentioned a sneak attack. Sounds wonderful. What?
Yes.
Yes. One caution: do not explode the tank. I know you have bombs. Maybe
you know, Clara. You really do have a sixth sense for reading minds.
Yes.
Cut to a freeze frame, like as Kalaris is explaining this to Gertrude. Toucan's in the background near the tank with the mini nuke and watches you talk to her. Go, oh, never mind, and like puts the mini nuke back.
No, walks on,
like okay, never mind.
Seen that clip from a really good film about the city of Atlantis that I cannot say the name of. It's probably a brand name. Where it's like, oh no, the volcano can't explode at any time. It would take a explosive force of great magnitude, and it just cuts to a guy fiddling with dynamite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, let's do it!
Woo!
PD, you should probably stay in the corner with the bunny. I don't think he's going to be fighting anytime soon. Just stay in this nice, comfortable slaughter pen we are currently in with blood all over the floor. I'm sure it's perfectly safe.
You'll notice personally there's a bit of goat fur just kind of hanging on the fence.
Oh, don't mind that.
Right.
I'm going to take the one closest to the tank. Gertrude, you should probably, if you're going to use a bomb, use it on the two further away.
Cool. I'm going to just sheath my dildometer.
Where was it sheathed?
Let's not talk about that, shall we?
Puka or Dildominator.
Okay, I will say you can get a round of attacks in if that's what you're wanting to do. However, I will just suggest we roll scary rolls now, just so it's written up for next time round.
Sure thing.
That's a 4.
That is indeed a 4.
A 2.
A 2.
Wait, no, this is the turn order. Awesome. Oh, no, that's fine. I got scared then.
And yours is a 5, yes?
Yep.
Okay, the piggy wiggies are... They are all on a 3, so I'm just going to move Gertrude to the very bottom of the turn order. However, as I say, you'll all get one in just before they kind of... Well, they're just busy doing their work. One of them's kind of working on the vat. The other two are kind of just holding down one of the two of the sheep and just... having the machine generally suck away.
That's what I do too, if I know what you mean.
If you're a sucking machine, you should keep that information to yourself. I'm sure the bunny is very pleased with it, but I'd rather not know.
So we get a surprise attack round. I'm just gonna smack him off the bone. I really need to find a better weapon. I've had this thing from the fucking start.
I mean, yeah. Sometimes classics die hard.
Mm.
Yeah. Alright, so you're going up and smack them on with the bone. Go on then, yep. Do your roll.
I did a 9.
That is a 9. Yeah, still won't hit, but yeah, we'll hit even, so yeah, go on then. I mean, technically they shouldn't really attack, but yeah, go on.
That is 10 damage plus 1 poison.
10 damage plus 1 poison, so it will take it to 5, because it's got 5 DR.
Bulky
and yeah,
bastard.
It'll take a poison. Tugan, what you doing, buddy?
I'm going to fly over to this one right here. That's one of the ones holding down one of the sheep, and I'm going to hit it with my theater light.
Erky derky. Roll your dude.
What's a nat one?
I'm going to say unfortunate.
No. Oh, correction. Actually, I'm supposed to roll a d8. But I'll let you decide whether or not you want to take the nat one or you want to take... Because I've technically forgot that I raised mine to a d8 and not a d6 anymore.
I'll let you have the 7.
Okay. And I roll my damage, which is going to be a... Oh my gosh. A d10. A d8 and a d4, so that is that's 8 damage plus a d4 of fire and a d5 of stun. Hold on.
Ooh.
And it's 5 stun.
Right, so you did how eight. Much total damage? 8
I
total
did,
damage.
I did 8 total damage, 2 fire damage. And 5 right. Stun.
Why is my mouse not responding? There we go. So you've got 2 fire.
8 damage.
Right,
and
so
then 5 stun.
Because I got 5 and 5 stun.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, I need to get that weapon off you.
Hey,
you increase the stun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there for now. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have. Gertrude, you gotta do something, so do it.
Yay. So yeah, I'm gonna last pig on the block. I can't move my character, it's kind of locked. But yeah, anyway. Scrap.
It's
scrap
dropped
right.
By it all. Yeah, scrap.
6.
There you go.
I might boost that.
Well, they're not going to do anything back because they're, you know, it's without being aware, so it's a surprise.
Oh, so that means I get to go, I just roll my my bomb then.
You're doing a bomb.
No, I'm hitting them with my deal dominator.
Right. Okay. So why did you say bomb?
Because I've just rolled. I didn't say bomb. I just rolled my scrap. So do I roll my scrap again? Because this is. It's scrap plus bomb, isn't it?
Yes.
Cool.
They said bomb.
So,
they said bomb.
Again, got 10. Got another d12. Got 6. Got 16 damage.
Nice. That's 11 total after the DR's taken out.
Is he dead? Because I also have 2
no.
stun on this one. And I've got 2 stun as well.
Okay, 2 stun. Okay. remember, that's 2 stun on that one. Right, yeah, it's the top of the initiative order, but very first you will hear a kind of general swimming around on a dung-dung-dung on glass before you hear, if I can get him onto the right bloody layer, I'm having to use a previous one, that's the map layer, damn it.
It's got another costume. Please tell me, Jay, you're keeping all the separate like designs, because
there's a file that's just all of them. This
fantastic.
Is a reused one from the Parasite area though, because I haven't had time to make one.
No, that's cool.
It's
I think we gotta get like a badge of these made up and like just hand them around.
Have you got the money for that?
You know what? Actually, never mind. I have an idea for something.
Okay.
You're giving me devious plans, Cartman. Thank you.
Oh dear. Right, Jay, give us the advert for this.
Oh shit, right in the middle of my devious ideas, really? We're not actually in need of anything for once, but what do I want?
I like to suggest...
go on. What's your suggestion?
You got it. Go for it. It wasn't actually an advert, but I was just a suggestion to you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, good fucking Lord, Cartman. I swear to Lord.
I'm sorry.
Go on, Cartman, what is it?
So I was going to say now, we're getting kind of to the end of this campaign. I think if we're gonna have some fun with Matt and really push the game, I think we should ask Big for this advert. I think it should be a proper American advert, and it should be an advert about guns.
I don't think he's going to let me.
You're right. You're exactly right. So let the Scottish person do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll leave it there.
I've already asked him for a shotgun, and I've been thoroughly denied, so I don't think I'm going to do that.
But you've got to be specific. This is the game. You've got to be so specific, you can't... How do I say it? Twist it upon us.
Next advert you do get, you do that, bud. He'll find a win a monkey's paw, yeah, I guarantee it.
Oh, so, I've got a list ready going... Oh, not a list, but I've got a very specific idea.
Alright. Wacky Willy's Wondrous Walking Stick. This trick stick... has all your party time needs, from fire paper to dazzle the kids and hopefully not scorch them, to a light and fun hand buzzer prank on the handle. This walking stick is just about durable to be used, but we are not to be held liable for any use of Wacky Willy's Wondrous Walking Stick as an actual mobility aid. Wacky Willy's Wondrous Walking Stick retains rights to all properties involved. And it's fun for all ages, 13 plus.
13 plus, wow, okay, that's young. So it's a cock-shaped walking stick that has prank functions?
I didn't say cock-shaped at any point, but alright.
It's a wacky wheelie.
Fair enough. I was thinking, so you know those magic wand things you get that shoot fire paper?
Yeah.
And it's like a little, poof of fire thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking something that's like a trick walking stick almost for party gags with fire paper, little bursts, and perhaps, a hand buzzer in the handle or something. I'm looking for a weapon here that can kind of switch between ranged and not. Or the rarest a weapon that's better than the one I have. Everyone's got stunned now. I feel so left behind with my one singular point of poison.
I'm gonna have to make stun immune, definitely, or something like that.
You
won't
find out several
enemies
are exactly that,
you bastard. Yeah, I know. Okay, so. You wanna have a gun. A walking stick shaped like a cock that can shoot fire out the end of it, right?
The cock thing is entirely. But yeah, I want something.
It's happening.
Okay, sure. I wanna. Walking stick for poor old man Kalaris that has the ability to shoot a little bit of fire at it.
Right, so it's a flash paper fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know what? Because you haven't got anything decent, I'll say it's a D6 worth of fire.
D6 worth of fire, hell yeah.
Well, that then doubles unless they put themselves out.
Okay.
But it does take one turn to reload.
Alright, let me just write this down. D6, fire, one turn to reload.
Okay. What's your current bonk on the bone?
The bonk on the bone is 1d8, I think, plus one poison.
Right, well, you'll be giving up the poison if you're doing this.
I'm fine with that.
But I'd give you a D10.
I am happy with that. Thank God.
Because, let's face it, you have had the worst weapon out of the whole lot for a while. especially with caps Cap's
bullshit
way key. Overpowered fucking keys that
how
are
happy,
the un-
I know Cap being going to problem for a bit, but how happy are you that he's not just sitting here fucking one shot and shit?
I mean, I'd rather he be here, but you know, oh well. Cool. Okay, so you now have a D10 bulk fire flowing, a fire throwing cock walking stick. Right, and then it goes back into turn order.
Wait, so the SP on this is the same as it was for the bone, or is it?
Oh, what's the bone?
4.
Make it a 5. Okay. I've forgotten about SP, and that's been good. And yeah, so it's the top of the round. You've just been handed this very kind of sticky stick due to the fact of where it's come from. And yeah, it's your turn to attack.
I think Talaris is going to start like menacingly tapping his hand with the stick.
Ooh, what you idiots, is your woman? Line up.
He's going to go after this guy.
The same one as Paul?
Yep.
Yeah, if you don't. A 9. Now this time it will do something if it needs to. A 4, it will need to spend 5 grit. So it's going to spend 5 grit. It's going to spend 6 grit.
Yeah. Could I spend grit after that to just get it anyway?
How much grit are you spending?
Nah, that ain't how this works. You motherfucker. I see you with your 30 grit on that thing, you bitch.
Hey, this is the only one that's fucking up. It needs to have some sort of attack.
Fine. I'll leave it. I'm not going to spend the grit here, you bastard.
I guess Toucan's going to try and come and twat it up, which is probably what's going to happen in a minute. Toucan, yeah, it's your turn.
My double meow, don't we?
Twat it up? No, I wouldn't do such a thing. I'm going to hit the same dude again.
Oh, okay, cool. Right, yeah, well, this dude's on the floor kind of electrified, so yeah.
Yeah, but what I meant to say is I'm actually going to come over here and I'm going to hit the one that's not stunned, actually. And that is 4.
It's 4.
You know Matt's going to spend. You know Matt.
That's an 8.
I was just too aggressive. Either way, I'm fine. We'll just keep going.
All right. Funny enough, it's this pig's turn. And it's going to. Ooh, what should we have it do?
This is where we find pigs in the fucking Terminator.
It's going to vomit on you using spew. Spew a bright green acid as an attack area, the liquid melting the flesh of the opponents. Burn X amount of grit to roll your attack. 6 plus. It is 4dx damage. Okay, right. So it's going to spend. Fuck it. 20 grit.
Shit.
And now it needs to roll. And roll to attack. Okay, so it's then going to roll to attack you. That's a 3. If you get 2 to 5, all targets suffer only X damage. Okay, so. Doesn't say anything about dodging. But
if you have to roll to attack, then surely.
I'll give you the opportunity to dodge, but I will say, if you do it here, I will say half damage.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit.
You ain't getting away from that one, Toucan. Nope. What about you?
I gotta roll to dodge. Okay. That's a 7.
Okay, you can take half. You take the 10. Clara takes the full 20, though, so. Take off your DR as winning.
Okay.
16
right.
Points of damage. Fuck me.
I take 5 points of damage.
Pigo number 2 is stunned for another 3 rounds. It's also on fire, so it'll take 2 points this turn, so that's now 25, and that fire now spreads to a 4. So you're desperately getting, well, you're definitely getting the smell of bacon in the place. And the other one's stunned for one more round, and it's not on fire. So, Gertrude, what are you going to do?
Hmm. Do you know what? Did you just burn 20 grit off that guy, right?
Yep.
And Jay, you said earlier about that pig has a total of 30 grit in total, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, buddy, then I'd like to burn 12 grit straight off the bat and attack that pig. You get me?
Yep.
So I roll my d12 and I got a 10. So that's actually a 22.
I'm not even gonna roll.
Great, so I can roll my damage, right? So
one,
six, it's two. That's my scurry. So six, but the more important is the stun. Because yeah, I have stun.
Right.
For two rounds.
Okay, so all the pigs are stunned then?
Yep.
For now. So how much damage did you actually do just then?
That was 6 damage in total. I got that nat 1, but that was on the damage run, so yeah.
Cool, so you do 1 damage to it, but it is stunned for 2 rounds. Okay, so damage. You're now...
I've got a D1, I mean I did the actual...
Yeah, they got 5 DR, yeah, they got 5 DR, so you do 1.
Oh, no, cool. 5 DR, fair.
Yep, Clarice, it's your turn now.
That attack really fucking hurt. So, I think Clarice is going to...
Sorry,
spend
I need
some
to
get them.
I need to just do my grit quickly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm down to 18 grit, I think. I said 12, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
So, I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to use both Inflate and Double Scratch, just because I'm pissed at these guys.
Okay.
I'm going to have to roll a D4 to find out how... that's only gonna last for 2 rounds. Yuck. Right, so for 2 rounds, the weapon is inflated, and I am going to smack the shit out of this guy. Now, since he's stunned, does it auto hit, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's just D10 of that, and then I believe it's a D6 of fire you gave me. New weapon, who this? Yep.
That just tells you how much he gets to start with, but yeah. Roll D6.
That's 1. That is 10 damage, and double scratch fits, like, means I get to do it twice.
Okay.
So we'll be doing it. Oh, and I have to add this one as well.
Just tell me the number and I'll take it off at the end of it.
So, that is... First attack is...
Numbers.
Yeah, numbers indeed. It is 12 damage, 1 fire, and then the second attack is 6 damage... 3 fire. No, 7 damage, 3 fire.
I don't even know what the maths is on that right now.
You're right, Matt?
No, it's just very much on fire now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very on fire.
Yeah, I'll say the next turn this thing's just going to cook anyway, so... Well, maybe the turn after.
Maybe I'm making out for this.
What are you doing? There's 2 pigs on fire.
I think we should make this a barbecue. Set the third one on light.
Yeah, actually, good idea.
If only we had some eggs. Bird boy, get on that.
Maybe some nice fruit, too. Fruit with eggs, bacon. Oh, so good. Maybe toast. Toast, oh.
Quite nice. We do a full English.
Perfect.
Okay. I could generally go for one of those right now.
See, I'm a gammon man myself.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled pork's banging. Carry on. Duga?
Yep. I'm back, sorry. Wife was talking to me.
Ah, cool. No worries.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm going to fly over here to the one that isn't on fire, and I'm going to make sure it's on fire. So I'm going to hit it with my theater light.
Okay.
That's 6.
Yeah.
Just go and roll my damage. Is it stunned?
Yeah.
You see the dejection just absolutely upset. That's 5. That's 12 damage. Make that 15 damage. Now it's on fire for 4. And then it's stunned for...
for our lovely viewers.
It's stunned for another 50. Four turns.
Yeah, we're just like 50 damage, like
okay,
effect
tokens
onto each thing.
Can I make a game rule? I think when it comes to stun, if the opponent is already stunned, they cannot add any additional stun.
Don't
to that
help, Matt,
no, I
traitor.
You know,
well, no, because
I will agree. I will
you
agree.
Can't have an infinite stun lock, so I think the pig should be allowed to get over the stun.
I will
have
say
one round, and then it can be stunned.
I will say it's a good idea, but we'll do it after this one.
Okay.
Just means you fuckers are going to talk for 10 minutes and actually make some story. Okay, well, all these pigs are now very much stunned, very much on fire. There's very little point in continuing the turn order, considering the fact that you guys are just going to keep wailing on these fuckers and stunning them for them.
Do you think...
And eventually...
Sorry,
and eventually they do just burn to death in spot. The sheep are kind of stuck inside. They're not really bothered by this.
Speaking of the sheep, could we maybe help them?
Yes. Are they, DM, are they, like, fully stupid now, or are they still, like, seeming somewhat as aware as sheep ever are in this game?
Roll me a roll.
Cool, what roll?
Roll me a...
Hey, Mr. Roman, roll me a roll.
Roll me an instinct.
Okay, I'm not terrible at that. Hopefully. That's 7.
Yeah, you'll notice that maybe the first one's kind of fully stupid now. The second one seems to be a little bit more aware with it, but they are still very heavily sedated. And they're still attached.
Yeah, let's get them off of these things.
Yeah, I'll do... You do the first one, Kalaris, and I'll do the other one.
Oh, it is. Just because these were the bastards shooting at us in a couple of areas beforehand.
Different sheep.
Kalaris is sheep racist, okay? This is an unknown fact about it.
All sheep look the same.
Yeah, they all look the bloody same. Bloody bastards. Can't trust any of them.
Canonical sheep racism. That's alright, because I mean, let's face it, Jacob is beaver racist, so.
So yeah, I'm going to pull the first sheep off of the machine.
And it'll just kind of stumble around and just do its kind of weird lazy eye blink thing that most sheep kind of do. And
cool. Can I do the same to the other one and just chuck it in the middle of the room?
You want to pick this thing up and chuck it?
No. Do I just want to copy what Kalaris did?
Just grab it by the arm when it refuses to sew up costumes and throw it across the room.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you yeet this thing across the room, it hits the tank, and everything goes everywhere.
Oh.
No. Yeah, you pull it away, and it's just kind of still just bleary eyed and sheep.
Sheep?
Can I talk to the sheep?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'm going to walk up to the sheep man and I don't know, get his attention and say, hey, are you okay? He just, you know, saved you. What's up?
Given in mind this thing has the barest amount of intelligence, it'll kind of just stare at you and be like, "Bear."
Sheep go, bah. Okay, these guys are definitely brain dead.
It's sort of aware, but it's not fully aware.
Okay, so let's take stock, shall we, in this room. We've got this crazy pus machine around us. Is there any doors going leaving this room now?
Well, yeah, you got you got a room that will lead you into the next episode, and you only want to do one, so we'll leave that for now. But there's definitely another door that leads into what looks like a slaughter room. You know, once all the critters have been drained.
I wonder where our skunk friend is.
We're about to see Manny skinned. And
so yeah, should we explore this the slaughterhouse first?
Yes,
the slaughterhouse.
Does seem like a good idea. Just everyone eat. If anyone wants some bacon, because food in this game heals us. To heal themselves up, I'm definitely going to be partaking.
I mean, we've got
sure. It's not wrong to eat the sentient people if they disagree with you. We're the good guys.
I mean, yeah, there's still. The pigs are burning. You don't know whether or not one of them's still at least somewhat alive, but if it is, it's. Oh, you're just taking strips off of it anyway, so you know, fuck it, why not?
It's not like we weren't murdering them before. This is just environmentalism, actually. It's just good use of resources. You know,
it's not cannibalism. You're a badger, they're a pig. Totally different family.
If we find the goats, if we find goat meat later and feed it to Petey, that would be pretty fucked up.
That'd be wrong. Possibly... We can't do that.
Okay, but... yes.
But me, a porcupine, eating this delicious, tasty pig meat, that's okay.
I'm not
that
saying...
That is not a breach of the Geneva Convention.
The Geneva Convention exists in Blister Critters. It's a very friendly thing.
Yes, but it would be pretty fucking funny if we find rabbit meat somewhere to give to Jacob when he comes back.
Yeah, just don't tell him about it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to tell them. Tell him it's beaver or something.
Okay. So come on then, should we go through this mysterious doorway in front of us that does not say Fort House?
Yeah, it's got like a neon sign above it.
I mean, I did just say that's the next area for
yeah.
the next episode.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
you're
did.
More than welcome if you want to do two.
That's my fault. I thought it was a different area, but no, fair enough.
No, the place with blood coming out of it may seems
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, yeah. But in the meantime, can I have a quick roll of the area and like have a little look around, see if I can find anything?
Sure. What are you looking for?
What am I looking for? It could be handy to us.
Pork.
I'd like to find a stun grenade.
Pork.
A stun grenade?
I would like to find a minigun.
Sure, roll for finding a stun grenade.
I think a stun grenade, I mean, if I get it, I get
it. If you hit a nat 1, it's lit and in your face.
Yeah, you take 10 stun instantly. okay, sorry, noggin tech? Oh, instinct.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so instinct or noggin?
Stuff finding, so, you know, noggin.
Cool.
I mean, you don't want to find one, but you know.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah. Oh, guess what? You find one, it's lit, and it blows up in your face, and you're stunned. All you hear for the next 10 days is tinnitus.
Well, I know where we carry the rabbit, but I don't know. Gertrude's pretty prickly. Do we just leave her here?
So Gertrude's just snuffling around the floor, and all of a sudden, hey, what's this guy? I found a rock. Tang! His face.
This means, however, that they do have stun grenades, and they are findable.
Exactly.
Yes. Actually, can I have a look and see if I can find another one of those vials, like Tooken has? Because this is like seems to be the area where the blister goop is gathered. There's tanks of it across the wall.
I mean, roll me a instinct check. You'll notice that if you borrow Tukan's vial, you'll notice that there's a slight variation in the unprocessed and processed material. So you'll get the feeling that this stuff is the raw, well, for lack of a better term, pus, and you probably need to be treated before you can get any vials out of it.
Petey, come here for a minute. Be good, lad. Come here.
Right. Goat comes over.
Could you just stand up right about there for a minute? Hang on. This one's empty.
Hang on, it's a badger here. Being evil again.
I have been nothing but a reasonable and good man at this entire time.
Yes, that's what they
all
said.
Name one instance where I'm the problem causer of this goodbye. Right.
Well, by the looks of it, you're looking like you're about to feed our little goat friend here, who has been very kind, has a very, very amazing voice. And by the sound of it, you're about to feed him essentially pus.
I'm not going to feed it to him. He doesn't need to eat it.
He's going to have it injected in him. I've got a syringe. It's not the same.
I don't have a needle, actually, so this is a bit more rudimentary.
Mine came in a syringe, didn't it?
Right.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, you had a
I don't have one, though.
Biddy.
Here, I've got one. I pull out of my bag.
I don't want to waste that. It seems like a better version. If I'm right about this, this will help you grow up to be a very big, strong goat boy.
What are you doing?
I'm sure your mother would be very impressed. Would you mind standing over here?
So, this tank right here, Marius, is the emptiest tank. It's the one with the least amount in it. It's one of the there's a big tank in the middle of the room. There's a lot of little ones above each stall that have the stuff that was recently sucked out of the creature in it. What Kolaris is aiming to do is have Petey stand below one and back up a bit and then essentially hit the tank so it'll splatter on Pete to see what this will have. But he's using the least amount because he doesn't want to fuck the kid up.
You want to break the tank above it, right?
Yeah.
So you want to shower that kind of dude with
a golden liquid.
It's yellow. It's blister colored, okay?
Just to see, because the kid's already mutated. His mother's probably dead. I don't think any of us are equipped to be parents, really, if we think about it. His life prospects aren't good at the moment.
Are either of the other two of you going to say anything about this? Or
I want to say something. I mean,
Tugan has his injectable ready in case this doesn't work.
That's not an EpiPen. It's going to fuck him up worse.
I'm giving the Kolaris a thumbs up. You've got this. I believe. You know what? I totally support you.
Okay. So I've got to say something. I think we should let nature take its course with the goat kid.
By throwing him in the vat of... We'll just let nature take... Let's throw him in the main vat.
What the fuck does that mean?
You just stay right there, you little kid. Now, everybody, now say with me. Kick the...
Gertrude, he doesn't have cancer. He's not dying. He's just orphan.
You don't have to kick the kid.
Gertrude, now this is as natural as it possibly could be. This is fluid that come from creatures naturally. They naturally produce them. And then we naturally put him underneath it and had him ingest it.
Would this count as GMO?
But it counts as something. It's the extreme version of GMO.
This is what people PETA thinks GMOs are.
If GMO is literally a set of dice and you just throw it and like, well, I hope this works.
Yeah. Right. So just to be clear, neither of you are actually going to stop me from this.
I'm not.
Not physically, but I morally disapprove.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Be honest with you, Cartman. Gertrude would, if this is about the same kind of Gertrude as the other games, Gertrude would be so for this. Every other Gertrude would have been like, "I fucking do it. Let's go."
Been batshit enough that Gertrude's like semi a voice of reason. So Clark's
Gertrude
gonna...
understand. Gertrude approve.
Yes.
Kolaris is going to wiggle his way up into this stall, which doesn't have a tank above it. For next episode, with that request, Matt?
Maybe.
I can't draw one now, I'm busy.
No, I know.
But don't worry about that, lads. It's definitely not problems for us later. Kolaris is going to use the walking stick to reach across and bash the glass of this. Staying as far away from the splash load as he possibly can. Do I make an attack roll, or do I just... Because it's a stationary glass.
I'd just say you can smash it over the goat. Glass shards rain down, and so does the liquid inside, coating the goat in viscera and slicing into its flesh.
Oh, sorry, didn't think about the glass. It's not very child safe. My bad.
You know that shit's getting in there. You know that's getting right in the wound, you know, freshly opened. And it seems to be that the goat just seems to fall over and almost have a fit, almost, and then just kind of goes limp.
Shit, did I kill him?
Probably.
Maybe.
Biddy, you alive down there?
There is no response from the goat.
Fuck, well, it's not the first orphan we've murdered, at least.
Can I just hop down and check on the kid?
Okay. As you check on the kid, you'll realise it's not breathing, it's not moving, it's probably dead.
As fucked as this is, I am very glad I did not try that on myself. Child testing is the best answer.
And with that, we'll end the episode right there.
Remember, folks, always test on kids.
Find us on the regular Blue Sky, Twitter, Spotify, Apple, Good Pods, YouTube, you name it, we're on it. Come say hi. And hell, we might even invite you to the Discord if you want. Fuck it, you know. Other than that, this has been a Pilot Cthulhu signing off for now. Bye bye.